I hear the drizzle of the rain, like a memory it falls, soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls.
Well, hello again, everyone.
From the shelter.
Sorry for posting so much today. I hope nobody minds. The reason that I decided to come back on Audio Boom this evening was that I've been listening to this album, Sounds of Silence, and it's really brought back some distinct memories of the first time I ever heard the album. I was 13 at the time, and it was the summer of 1991. Now, I do have some short-term memory problems, but my long-term memory, I'm happy to say, is as good as ever. So, my memories of hearing this album and of when I got it are as clear as if this happened to me yesterday. And I thought I would just come and talk about that for a little while. If you would rather not listen to me waffle, then feel free to skip this. I would certainly not hold it against you. So, at the time that I got this album, I was really into 60s music. I liked it a lot better than the pop music that was being churned out by the artists of the 90s. I think it was partly my friend Sarah's fault that I got into it, and also partly I grew up with it. My mom had 60s records when I was a kid, and I used to listen to this oldies show on a radio station that I liked. Also, my Aunt Carolyn was a huge Simon and Garfunkel fan, so I blame both her and Sarah for getting into them so much. So, during this summer of 91, my family rented a cottage near Gravenhurst, Ontario, up in the Muskokas, which is a really beautiful part of the country. There are lots of little lakes and winding roads and peaceful countryside, quaint small towns. It's a wonderful place to spend a summer. Heck, I'd spend all my summers up there if I could. This was an especially great occasion for me because we took my grandmother along with us, and she was always so fun to travel with. My brother would have been, I think, 7 at the time, and he was always a really fun kid to be around as well. If we were in the car too long, we would inevitably get into fights, but he was still a lot of fun. So, the day that we went to this cottage was absolutely lovely. But we didn't get there till late afternoon, so we only had so much time to enjoy the scenery and really appreciate being there. I'm sure the sunset was glorious, but I couldn't really appreciate it, as the others could. The next day, wouldn't you know it, the sky is absolutely bucketed down with rain. Now, my parents had brought cards, so they could have played card games. I had the ubiquitous book. I was never without one even then. I was an avid reader from a very early age. And of course, audiobooks were not very prevalent at that time, at least not here in Ontario. So I had to carry around the big, heavy volumes of Braille. Now, I would have been perfectly content to spend the day reading my book, but there are only so many card games you can play, and my family didn't want to spend the day doing that. Also, at this time, most cottages did not come with TVs. Or if they did, they were just little sets with rabbit ears, and you could only pick up one or two channels. I'm quite sure this cottage did not have a TV. So my dad said, okay, we have to do something today to put in the time. Why don't we go into Bracebridge? That was the nearest large town. And that was what we did. I remember we took some umbrellas. The rain did eventually let up to some extent, but it was still kind of a nasty, mizzling downpour. But we had umbrellas with us, so we parked the car somewhere and walked around the town and investigated all the little boutiques and clothing shops and fancy establishments that Bracebridge had to offer. I recall my dad showing me a great big stuffed bear, a real one, that was standing outside of one place. I'm not sure if it was an inn or what it was. Now I can't remember, but... That's what Mrs. Grimm says. Maybe it was just City Hall or something. Anyhow, there were a number of stuffed pieces of taxidermy around the town, so Dad showed me a few of them. The one I remember the most was the bear, but I think he also showed me an eagle or an owl or something. Anyhow, it was really cool. I think it was an owl, actually. So we spent the morning shopping, or window shopping anyway, and then we wanted to go and get some lunch. So we stopped off, first of all, at this diner called Gus's Greasy Spoon. But my grandma didn't like the look of the place, and neither did my dad, so he said, let's just go and find someplace else. So we left. And we ended up dining at this place called Holly's. And I can't help wondering if it still exists. Their sign said they were famous for blueberry pie there. So my grandma had a piece, and she said it was quite good. I have no idea what I ate or what anybody else ate. My recollection isn't that clear. But I do remember the restaurant. It was fairly small, and it had hardwood floors and wooden chairs and wooden tables. And it was very busy that day, I think because of the inclement weather. People had flocked indoors to get out of the rain. So, after we dined at Holly's, I do recall the food being good, whatever it happened to be, we did some more shopping, and my dad saw a music store on one of the streets in Bracebridge. So, of course, I love music stores, and I said, can we go in and check it out? My mother always hated going in those stores with me, but my dad said, yeah, right, let's do that. So we did. They had records and tapes there. I no longer had a record player at my disposal, but I did have a tape deck. And I had totally gotten into Simon and Garfunkel at this point. So I asked the proprietor of the place if he had any Simon and Garfunkel albums. And the one that he had on tape was Sounds of Silence. So I decided to buy it. I know that was my Aunt Carolyn's very favorite song, and I liked it too, so I figured the rest of the album would probably be good as well. Now, I couldn't listen to the album while I was at the cottage. I'm not sure if I had a Walkman at the time or not. Either I did and it wasn't with me, or else I didn't have one at that point in my life. So I had to wait until I got home to listen to the album. But that was okay, because the rest of the time at the cottage was really nice. I think the next day the weather turned very sunny again, and so we could swim and walk along the beach and do all those lovely summery things. and then when I got home, I got a chance to listen to the album, and of course I loved it. And I like it as much now as I did then. Honestly, some of the songs on there are just great. There's this one song in particular that I discovered I really like. I think at the time when I first heard it, it kind of shocked me. But now I think it's brilliant. It's called Blessed. I didn't play it in this particular boo because it's kind of loud. And honestly, it's one of those songs where you just have to sit back and listen to the lyrics. Oh, it's bloody awesome. So it's been really nice to rediscover these old favorite songs and think of all the happy memories that I had when I first found out about them and heard them. So thank you for coming on this trip down memory lane with me. I hope that it was actually interesting to somebody.